This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to Raise Your Game. This is Audrey Raj. It's the final episode of our Raise Your Game style series with Wendy Lee, professional brand image consultant and founder of Chapter One Asia. Now, Wendy, of course, is known in the industry as the go-to person when it comes to brand image consulting. She has trained and coached more than 100,000 corporate executives, helping them define and refine their brand and image through their appearance, behavior, and communication. Today, we wrap up our month-long series on style by talking about your business wardrobe management. Good morning, Wendy.
Morning. Morning, Malaysians.
So, Wendy, in your experience, how true is it to say that what a person chooses to wear affects how he or she feels? And why do you think so?
Well, I'm a firm believer of this mantra, change your clothes, you change your life.
Ah.
Ever notice that if you're invited to a special occasion, what is the first thing you think of?
What am I going to wear?
See? Or even...
So that's just me every day.
It's in everybody's head, I think. Even when you are tasked to do something important, like giving a presentation, you know, one of the first things you immediately ask yourself will be, what should or should I not wear? Mm. So consciously or unconsciously, what you wear affects how you feel, or all this, you know, wouldn't have crossed your mind.
Yes. Yeah?
Okay. So knowingly or unknowingly, your clothes work on your mood all the time. So imagine if you were to wear a new dress here today. Just like you, you look really, really smashing and dashing today.
Thank you.
And you have people complimenting you the day, you know, the minute you walk into the office. You would feel really happy. You'd be in cloud nine the whole day. Yeah. And think about this. If you were to spill something on your clothes, yeah, the whole day you'll feel very uncomfortable. You know, there's going to be smell, there's going to be stain. And you will also get a little bit irritated because you would have to keep on apologizing for it.
Yeah, and you just don't feel your best.
Yes. Yeah. So dressing, 90% of your body is covered with dress. So it actually affects everything, affects your mood the whole day. So what you wear affects not only how you feel, but also the feelings of the people surrounding you. You will see, try this, you will see if you were to wear something a little bit more darker. Every day you wear black, you will naturally see that people would tend to move away from you a little bit because people tend to think of you as a little bit more somber, a bit more gloomy. Then try the other way around. Yeah, wear something cheerful, light colours, bright colours every day. It perks up your mood, and when people look at you, it will actually you know, make them happy as well. So this is something, colours, remember we were talking about colours, right? Psychologically, it affects everyone as well.
Okay, but yeah? I mean, I can imagine for men, it might be a bit difficult for them to wear bright colours every day.
Stay with lighter colours. Yeah. Lighter pink, lighter blue, lighter pastel, rather than brown or grey, you know, all these very, very gloomy colours. Yeah. It would actually have a negative impact. I'm talking about shirts, yeah? Not t-shirt. BFM t-shirt is black.
That's our corporate
colour, yes.
So moving on, Wendy, are there tips to dress more authoritatively? Like if you're the boss, how do you kind of differentiate yourself from, say, your employees?
Remember last week when I was here, you were wearing something which has bows and, you know, it's a little bit softer.
Yes. I think it was a satin blouse with jeans.
Yeah. With jeans. And compared to today you're in straight lines.
Yeah.
So if you want to project a more no-nonsense, serious look, the idea is go for garments with straight lines.
Ah.
Curved lines, anything with bows, ribbons, flowers, it conveys fun, relaxation, informality. Yeah. So if you were to switch from a blouse to a shirt, automatically you will have that kind of authoritative look. Yeah. Similarly, if you're a guy, striped shirts would send a more authoritative message as compared to polka dots or as compared to paisley, flowery patterns. So soft garments drape over your body, give it a casual and relaxed feel, whereas those that are a little bit more boxy, stiff, will project a more formal look. So choose something that's a little bit more skewed towards a little bit more boxy and stiff rather than soft and flowy.
Okay.
Right, so that's one.
That's one. What's two?
Two, think about your accessories. Accessories make a lot of difference. And I always say this, as you get older, you need to pay a little bit more attention to your accessories. Never buy anything that is too light and easily karat, how do you put that? Easily.
It rusts easily.
It rusts easily. So if you were to buy something really cheap and it rusts very fast, then it will say something about you. You don't have that kind of authority look anymore.
What do you mean by jewelry that are light?
It's, you know that it looks very plasticky.
Right, right.
Yeah, it looks very fake, look very plasticky.
So invest when you buy your jewelry.
So if you have to buy something that looks like it looks a little bit heavier, has a little bit of weight on it. It doesn't have to be expensive. So like even like for a pearl necklace, you can buy a simple pearl necklace, but it will show you a little bit more authoritative rather than you wear something which is very which is made of, let's say, shells. Seashells or something wooden, right? Briefcase, if you think about this, if you carry a structured briefcase as compared to a purse that's a little bit more, you know, made of soft material, see, the projection of image is different.
Yes, and they tell you as executives never carry a tote bag or a bag just made out of light fabric, right?
Yes.
Why is that?
It's a perception. Professionalism, you need to see something structured. So for example, give you another example. You think about your shoes. If I'm wearing a jacket and wearing a whole three-piece suit, I would want to wear court shoes if I'm a lady. I do not want to pair everything with my whole suit with sandals. See, this just doesn't go.
What about, you see some executives who wear your full three-piece suit, right? And then they've got like striking red shoes or pink shoes.
That is okay, provided it's structured. If you are having a red shoes, a pair of red shoes, that is just your style. You're projecting a style, but it is still court shoes as compared to sandals or even compared to ballerina flats.
Yeah.
See the thing? We call this the yin and the yang.
Yeah? Okay. Is there a number three?
I think dark colours, if you were to wear something that's in dark colours, that you will win hands down. Yeah, anything that is a little bit darker, navy blue or, you know, dark grey, these are what we call strong authoritarian colours. That's the word. So if you want to project an image of strength and power, these are the colours you should start with. You may stray away from these three colours, but keep your jackets and your suits dark. Okay, so this will actually increase your level of professionalism. The darker the colours, the higher your power is.
Okay, so let's talk about some offices where they allow you to dress down. Like, how casual can you get? What if it's casual Friday?
Like BFM.
Yes, like BFM.
Like BFM. I love working BFM. Here. So we can go casual as long as you keep it proper. Meaning to say, if you are wearing short skirt, then no mini skirts. No too mini. If you are wearing jeans, no torn jeans, no baggy jeans. If you are wearing just a normal t-shirt, make sure that it's properly ironed, it's not crumpled, not creased. So these are the little things that you should be thinking about even when you're wearing casuals.
Okay, and how can you shift from casual to formal if you need to? You know, just say you've got a client meeting. You know, I always struggle with it here because everyone's dressed casually, and sometimes I interview some sporting legends, and you just want to look the part. You know, you want to play the part of a reporter or a journalist. Yeah. So, how do you switch from being casual to formal?
I think one of the things which we always advise people is that if you're in an office all the time and people walk in, you're not very sure, keep a jacket in the office. Any jacket. So that would really help you. So have a jacket on first if it is the first time that you're meeting someone. And after that, when you're having a conversation, you can take the jacket off. So that is a quick switch that you can do. But basically, moving from casual to formal, I'll give you a very simple formula. Think about layers. From lesser layers to more layers. So if you're wearing a three-piece suit, for example, for girls, ladies, more layers means add on your stockings. So that'll be more layers. If I'm wearing a blouse, adding another cardigan is a layer. So the more layers you go, the higher you are. Or you, if you think about this, the more layer I take off, the less professional I am.
Okay.
Easier to remember.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then think about collars as well. Collar, from collarless to collar, that will actually increase your professionalism. Light colours to dark colours, this is a known fact. Textured fabrics to smooth fabrics, think about cotton, satin, that will increase your formality as well. Go from unstructured to structured. So it can be something, if you're wearing something flowy, for example, and you add on a jacket, you're basically going from unstructured to structured. Patterns, flowers to solid colours, from prints and patterns to a little bit more solid colours, increase your professionalism in that way. Loud patterns to subdued patterns. So if you have a dress that is 5 sunflower beak. Please don't wear that if you are meeting somebody who is of a higher authority. Yeah,
unless it's on a beach somewhere.
Yes. Okay. Flat shoes to heels. That will increase your professionalism, obviously. And bare legs to stockings. Relaxed grooming to well-groomed. So if today you have your hair down, right, and you may want to have your hair bun up or your hair tied up. And last but not least, high fashion, unusual, you know, trendy things, right, to something a little bit more classic, refined. That is the way to go.
Okay. When we come back, Wendy talks to us about the risks of poor professional dress choices. Raise Your Game, BFM 89.9.
Bring forth money. BFM 89.9.
Raise Your Game. This is Audrey Raj. Wendy Lee from Chapter One Asia is back with us today in our October special called the Raise Your Game Style Series. Now, Wendy, during the break, we were talking about poor professional dress choices. Now, can you tell us what happens if you just don't get in and you make these poor choices?
Okay, I'll tell you what are the things that will come across people's mind when you do these mistakes. Mm. So, for example, if you were to wear ill-fitting clothes, it display poor taste and show that you are really not aware of your physical liabilities, right? And if you were to do something which is an uncoordinated outfits or clashing colours, make others see you as disorganised and unprofessional.
Mm.
Yeah, poor grooming. Yeah, simple things like bad breath, body odor, causes you to appear sloppy, careless, and someone who is actually not capable of paying attention to details. Right? Clothes like blue jeans, sweatpants, or leisure wear. If you wear that to work, it basically shows that you do not take your job seriously.
Why would anyone wear sweatpants to work?
You never know. I've seen them. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes, there was this late girl who actually came to my class, and before she walked in, the manager actually told me beforehand. She said, okay, later on when you see this girl, I really, really need you to pay attention to her. But interestingly, the manager never told me her name, never described her to me, but the minute she walked in, I knew it was her.
Mm.
Right, she was in this sweatpants, she was in this crumpled shirt, you know, blouse. So, you know, basically say something about her. Yeah. If you were to wear something provocative, advertises you have a lack of self-control and awareness. Yeah.
Well, I would think if you wear something provocative, it kind of also shows that you're confident, no?
Well, other people may judge you as using sexual attention to get ahead.
Yeah.
So you need to play your game right. Right, do it appropriately. Clothing completely out of sync with your industry dress code and protocols will actually have you assessed as someone who will never be trusted to play by the rules. Mm. So say, for example, if you're in the banking industry, I once had this boy who was asked to remove his earrings.
Mm.
He actually had a ear stud, yeah, and the bank couldn't accept it. Asked him to either remove it or you have to do something about it. Yeah, but earrings are not allowed. Okay, too much makeup. If you were to apply too much makeup, actually displays a lack of judgment and self-awareness as well. Oversized, we were talking about oversized jewelry earlier on, looks unprofessional and may become a distraction to others. Handbags, huh? Pay a little bit more attention to your handbags. Overstuffed handbags will make you appear disorganized, especially when you're trying to look for something. If you rummage through your bag, it says something about you. Conservative suits in a creative field, if you were to wear something really classic, really conservative, and you're applying for you're going for an entertainment industry, somehow it can make you appear a little bit more rigid, out of touch, not so imaginative. So it may affect you. Yeah, very trendy clothing worn in a very conservative profession.
Yeah,
the other way around, will give the appearance of someone who cares more about the clothes and fashion than your work. Yeah, and last but not least, if you're wearing something which is more frills, ruffles, that it will make you appear a little bit more immature and affect your chances to advance in a corporate world.
Mm, why is that? I mean,
it makes you look very girly.
Girly.
It's always like this. There is a saying: the more you look like a man, the more professional you are. Mm. I think that also stems from, in history, men are the one that goes out to work. Ladies are the one that stay at home.
Mm.
So until today, we still have this stereotyping thing, yeah, and to say that you have to look like this.
And that means that you're ready to take on more responsibility.
Yes.
Ah, okay. So Wendy, just to wrap up, we've had 4 weeks of tips from you on how to impress, how to groom well, how to dress the way that will help you up the corporate ladder. Any parting words?
Yes, Audrey, I'm dying to say this. And listeners, listen up. Here are a couple of things which you should pay attention. Impress with impeccable grooming. Go for, you know, squeaky clean hygiene, well-kept nails, you know, not too much perfume. Impress with your clothing and accessories. So think about your clothes the next time when you're meeting someone. Yeah. Impress with a friendly and positive demeanor. So remember to establish eye contact, have good body language, smile. That's your best accessory. Impress with positive attitude. Always be optimistic. Be happy. You know, you must be like a sunshine to everyone wherever you go. And last but not least, impress with good ethics. Deliver on your promises. Promise small, but deliver big.
All right. Thank you so much, Wendy. I've been speaking with Wendy Lee, professional brand image consultant and founder of Chapter One Asia. If you missed out on any part of our October style series, you can download the podcast on bfm.my or on our mobile app, now available on the App Store and on Google Play. Thank you so much, Wendy, for joining us.
Thank you, Audrey. It's a pleasure. Can I come back?
Yeah, we'll see about that. This is Audrey Raj. Raise your game, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.